And now for today's fun football scores. Nerves nil, friends made 11.
Goals 4, giggles 17.
Wheelchair access 1, feeling left out, 0.
Celebrations 3, high fives 21.
McDonald's Fun Football. Free football coaching for all kids aged 5 to 11. Search McDonald's Football to find out more.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back to Apple Turnover for April 4th, 2023. I am Brian, and today the Mets looked terrible. They lost 10-0 to the Milwaukee Brewers at the Brewers' home opener. Carlos Carrasco looked absolutely labored the entire time he was pitching for the most part. Tommy Hunter gave up a grand slam. It was not pretty. The less said about this game, the better. The Mets were probably tired because they got in from Miami last night to play a day game today. I don't know if that's an excuse to being this terrible, but, you know, any excuse works at this point. Do want to shout out Luis Guillorme, who had two hits and pitched a scoreless inning in relief. The only pitcher in the game to not walk a batter was Luis Guillorme. Congrats, Louis. Carrasco, although early on in the game his slider and changeup both looked okay, he never quite looked comfortable out there, and by the time the fourth inning came and it was 3-0, it seemed like Carrasco was probably toast. And yet, as we've established on this show, is a thing that happens quite a bit with Buck Showalter. He sent him out there for a second inning, and that's when the wheels came off. Tommy Hunter relieved him, and both inherited runners scored once Tommy Hunter came in. But in addition, he also, you know, loaded the bases again and gave up a grand slam. It was nasty. Dennis Santana got into his third game in a very, very short season. And so that is of note. Santana looks good, I suppose. Tim LeCastro, in his fourth bat of the year, or fourth plate appearance, rather, got hit with his third pitch of the year. Don't know how that guy does it, but here we are. Just a sloppy game all around, something that did not seem to be, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if I really blame the travel for it, but certainly others are doing so, and so why not? We can blame the travel for this bad performance. Tomorrow, Max Scherzer is going for the Mets, which should be an easier, or at least a more successful start, you would hope, from Scherzer than you got from Carrasco. But the thing I really wanted to talk about today was just what the Mets should do with their starting pitching situation, because we know that Justin Verlander is hurt, although he should be back relatively soon. So that will push Tyler McGill back out of the rotation and into AAA. We know that when Jose Quintana comes back, you know, late spring, early summer, midsummer, whatever that's actually going to be, that Quintana will then theoretically push David Peterson out of the rotation. But Carlos Carrasco, who had a decent year last year, you know, missed a couple of starts this spring, looked like trash today. If this is the kind of pitcher he's going to be, I really don't know what the Mets do. I guess you figure when Verlander's back, McGill could theoretically take Carrasco's spot. I also want to recognize this is a little bit early to be having any discussion about this. We are one start and Carrasco could have a fantastic season. But, you know, Carrasco he's never quite looked comfortable as a Met starting pitcher for extended periods of time. He's had good starts, but overall he just seemed like he's somebody who is shaky and laboring with every pitch he throws. So while I don't think the Mets need to make a decision today about Carlos Carrasco, I do think they have to start, I guess we'll say, considering what to do with Carrasco if he continues to struggle. Because honestly, aside from Carrasco, the starting pitching has been excellent. Even Peterson, who lost his game on Friday night, looked, you know, solid out there, did not get shellacked for many runs at all. And then we get Cookie today just really looking just miserable and getting, you know, putting the Mets into a hole that they could never have overcome with the bats as they were today. And then Tommy Hunter just pouring gasoline on that fire. Well, that's all for today, folks. Thank you for listening. Go to homerunapplesauce.com for a link to our Patreon and more. Follow me on Twitter @BrianIsAnApp. And until next time, let's go Mets.